The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning. Now, it's a half day today, yes? Are you happy about that? I don't even need to ask you. I don't even need to ask. I already know the answer. Because there are few things in life better than a weekend that begins with a half day. That is the bestest of the bestest. And it's something great that you're looking forward to. And would you believe that's actually kind of the point that I want to make with you here today? Very simple point. The season of Advent is about something great that you're looking forward to. That's what Advent's all about. It's just that some great things that you're looking forward to require you to do some preparing. Do you know what that feels like? You know what it's like to get ready for a summer vacation? Maybe you're going to take a vacation somewhere, and you got to get ready, right? Don't you think about where you're going to go, and you think about what you're going to do, and it takes some getting ready. But it's fun, because something great is coming. Maybe you know what it's like to welcome a brand new baby into your home, and something great is coming, but you know there's lots of work that has to be done, lots of preparing. Some great things require that you have to prepare for them. And I want to tell you this. Jesus is one of those great things. It's really kind of funny, but he won't force himself on you. Jesus will only come as much as you want him to come. Now, can I tell you a little story about how a great gift can have different responses like that? Here's a little story for you, okay? Here's a story of an eye doctor. True story now. This guy's name was Dr. Marius, and he lived a long, long time ago, and he was one of the very first doctors who ever did surgery on people's eyes so that they could see. And would you believe, because of the surgery, he let people see who had never been able to see before in their entire life, born blind, but because of surgery, they could see, kind of like these blind men here that you hear about in the gospel and Jesus lets them see. Now, do you think that somebody who could never see their whole life long and is suddenly able to see would be happy about that? You think everybody'd be happy about that, right? Right. For the most part, you'd be right, but you'd be amazed some people weren't. So he did the surgery and this one lady, and as soon as she opened her eyes to see, she started crying tears of joy, and all day long she just said, "Oh God, how beautiful." Walked around and looked at the trees, looked at the sky, she looked at the clouds, and she just said, "Oh God, how beautiful. Oh God, how," all day long. She was so happy. But then he did surgery on this 14-year-old boy. Where's the eighth grade? Okay, basically, the base of this was the eighth grader's age. And would you believe the kid got mad? He didn't like it. He got really angry that this doctor did this surgery, and suddenly he had this new sensation that he'd never known before, and he got really mad, and he did the surgery on this girl, and she didn't get mad after she got her sight from the doctor, but she liked what she was used to, so she walked around all day long with her eyes shut. You think that it's crazy, but some people, you know, you give them a gift and you get a different response. Well, Jesus is one of those people. It's really funny how he is. He gives the same gift to everybody, but we respond differently. You know, like this little gospel I just read? And Jesus gives the sight to the blind men, and they're so happy they can't contain their joy. But the scribes and the Pharisees, they saw the exact same miracle, and they got really angry. They decided to get really angry at Jesus, and they cursed his name, and they decided to plot to put him to death. Same gift. Different response. Now listen, Jesus is the same gift for everybody. But your response makes all the difference. Listen, do you know what it feels like when God knocks at the door of your heart? Let me tell you. Do you know what it feels like? When you have a little inspiration, maybe to say something good, or lend a helping hand, or maybe people are speaking bad about somebody and you can change the subject or walk away. Or maybe, I don't know, you're getting like a near occasion of sin and you think, I better go do something else. That's what it feels like when God knocks at the door of your heart. But you got to respond. He won't force himself on you. It's up to you. And whether or not you receive him, that's up to you. That's up to you. God did all kinds of things in this world without asking your permission. He made the whole universe and he didn't ask anybody's permission. And he made you and he put you here. Now, in this place with this family, didn't ask your permission, but you want to know what? God won't take you to heaven without your permission. You got to say yes. You got to say yes. So the real important question becomes, how do you respond? How do you respond? How do you respond? In just a few minutes, most of you are going to receive communion. Most of you. Did you know that everybody's going to receive a different amount of grace from God from that very same communion? Is Jesus the same for everybody? Yes. But he comes as much as you let him come. It's like getting a blank check from a billionaire and you fill in the amount. Okay, so this is really important. When you feel that God knocking at the door of your heart moment, that little inspiration to do the right thing, you need to answer that door. You need to say yes. Because there's all kinds of great good God wants to do in this world. Can't do it unless we all say yes. Faith is a gift. But it's also a response. The more you say yes, the stronger you become. Right? So let's choose to say yes and receive all he wants to give us. Amen.